Hello everyone and welcome to this edition of Top 5 here on Press TV. I'm Hassan Tavakoli. Iran's leader says all banking, financial and monetary sanctions against Iran must be lifted simultaneously with the signing of a nuclear agreement with the P5+1.
از جمله نقاط مهم این است که تحریم‌های اقتصادی و مالی و بانکی بنده تصریح می‌کنم تحریم‌های اقتصادی و مالی و بانکی چه اونچه به شورای امنیت ارتباط پیدا می‌کنه چه اونچه به کنگره آمریکا ارتباط پیدا می‌کند چه اونچه به دولت آمریکا ارتباط پیدا می‌کنه همه باید فوراً در هنگام امضای موافقت نامه لغو بشه یک نکته اساسی دیگر این که لغو تحریم ها منوط به اجرای تعهدات ایران نیست اجراییات لغو تحریم با اجراییاتی که ایران به عهده میگیرد باید متناظر باشند بخشی از این در مقابل بخشی از اون یک نکته اساسی دیگر این است که ما با موکول کردن هر اقدامی به گزارش آژانس مخالفیم ما با آژانس بدبینیم آژانس نشان داده که هم مستقل نیست هم عادل نیست با بازرسی های غیر متعارف هم بنده موافق نیستم با پرسجو از شخصیت ها هم به هیچ وجه قبول ندارم و موافق نیستم بازرسی از مراکز نظامی را هم نمیپذیریم همچنان که قبلا هم گفتیم.
Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei rejected US calls for long-term restrictions that would last for over a decade. The leader said Americans are seeking to destroy Iran's nuclear energy industry while maintaining sanctions and pressure on Iran in some ways. The leader said the American side has been proposing a strange multi-layer formula for lifting of the sanctions, the outcome of which is not clear. The leader stressed that Iran will move ahead with its research and development projects in nuclear field even under the agreed restrictions. Ayatollah Khamenei stressed Tehran's will to reach a just and fair nuclear deal in line with the Iranian nation's interests. Well, to discuss this further, let's go to Boston and talk to Dr. Kaveh Afrasiabi, author and political scientist. Welcome to the program, sir. Dr. Afrasiabi, again, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, pointed to very important points regarding the nuclear talks, especially the lifting of sanctions there. Just how bitter a pill is it for Washington to swallow when it comes to lifting sanctions on Iran?
Well, unfortunately, Washington has been addicted to the sanction policy as a means of exercising its hegemony in the region. And it's really time for them to say farewell to this outdated approach that is even counterproductive to the American interests because the cost of sanctions for the American corporations being sanctioned out of the Iranian market have been prohibitively too high. So the Americans really need to rethink their illogical approach to this, and because of their excessive and illogical demands, the chances of reaching a win-win formula, final comprehensive agreement by the deadline only a week away, is fizzling out. And this would be a missed opportunity, particularly for the American companies and other Western corporations that are interested in returning to the Iranian market. And it's not good for the American geopolitical interests either in the volatile Middle East today.
And speaking of the economy, I mean, would the lifting of sanctions only better the situation of Iran's economy totally?
Well, you know, Iran has a big population. The leader has referred to the the millions of Iranian graduates and so forth. So it has tons of internal resources that it can tap into for what it refers to as resistance economy. So, you know, Iran is prepared to bite the bullet if need be, and if the Americans and, you know, its Western partners persist in their unreasonable and excessive demands, Iran will not cave into any agreement that does not uphold Iran's NPT rights, does not, reflect Iran's dignified nuclear rights, and so on. So, the Americans are at a crossroad right now. Either, they will rethink their approach and will move away from their very unreasonable policy decisions that unfortunately have been vested in the hands of people like the Energy Secretary, who is making policy statements that are way beyond his domain. And at this point, one wonders who's making the, you know, who's calling the shots on the Iran nuclear diplomacy in Washington, because Secretary Kerry is not even in charge of his own department, because he said one thing about the possible military dimensions over a week ago that was immediately contradicted by the spokesperson at the State Department. So one wonders what's happening in Washington over the Iran policy right now.
And let's get back to the talks itself. With excessive demands by Washington to inspect Iran's military sites and interrogate Iranian nuclear scientists, just how likely do you see a deal being reached?
Well, at this point, I would say it's 50-50. I'm a lot less optimistic than I was, you know, a couple of weeks ago when I appeared on your program. And I think that it would be even less so as we draw nearer to the deadline. There's a gathering of stormy clouds over the Iranian nuclear issue, and we don't want this to, you know, escalate back to the drawing board. And both sides need to show prudent diplomacy so that this golden opportunity would not be missed. And it requires, you know, flexibility and compromise on the part of the U.S. and its Western allies, who are under tremendous pressure by the pro-Israel lobby. And you see that reflected in the Western media that is awash with Iranophobic articles and so on. So the Western policymakers need to insulate themselves from this kind of counterproductive, poisonous pro-Israel lobbying efforts and make the rational decision for the sake of a win-win decision and agreement, you know, only a week from now.
All right, Dr. Kov Afrasiabi, author and political scientist from Boston. As always, thanks for your time there, sir.